Let's talk about shame. Hi, it's Michelle. For several years, I was parenting from a place of shame. Too often, when I was parenting, I was burned out and trudging through. I was stuck in reactivity, and this often meant yelling at my kids, which I hate. I wanted to start set loving limits, and I tried. But again and again, I would get triggered and yell. When I was first learning how not to yell, I removed myself to the bathroom. Something happened, I got triggered, and the only way I could keep myself from yelling was by removing myself. That sounds great, right? No, not so great. It was good that I found a way not to yell, but I was still triggered and subsequently flooded with big emotions. I was so deeply ashamed to be so easily triggered and filled with rage. My shame tapes would play. What's wrong with me? I'm a therapist. Why can't I get it together? I wasn't physically and emotionally abused, so where's all this coming from? What's wrong with me? This is when I started to practice Kristin Neff's self-compassion break. It goes something like this. This is a moment of suffering, mindfulness. Suffering is a part of life, common humanity. May I be kind to myself, self-compassion. I changed up the words a bit to fit me and my situation. This is anger, rage, pain, shame. Naming our emotion helps us take a step out of the reactivity and notice what's happening. Lots of parents get angry with their kids and yell, common humanity. I'm not alone in the world or in these emotions or this experience. Another parent might be struggling with similar feelings right now, right on my street. I was learning to send myself a message. I'm not alone, and I'm not the only one. May I be kind to myself? Then do the cheesy thing of putting my hand on my heart and repeating the words once more. At first, when I did this, it felt like just words. I was still deeply ashamed. It was hard to believe any other parents struggled with this. I would always picture people in my life and their kids and think they would never do this. They never yell at their kids like this. These thoughts were not helpful and probably not true. Over time, it felt less cheesy and more comforting to put my hand on my heart and repeat the words of self-compassion. It took months of practice for the shame to release its grip on me. Eventually, I started to believe the words spoken in this self-compassion break, and they brought relief and comfort when I needed it most. They also brought back the more at-peace mother that my kids deserve. Thought for the day: banishing shame. It's easy to get caught in the painful trap of shame, which tells us we are awful, no one will love us, and we shouldn't tell anyone about anything. Self-compassion can be a powerful antidote to shame, teaching us to love ourselves in the places we most hate ourselves and want to hide. Be well. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.